victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. Fools spend whatever they get. Y'all don't quit me now. Stay with me. Now, if we paint your picture tonight, just look straight ahead and go, amen, Brother Keith. Somebody needs to hear that. Just look straight ahead. And then if you need to go home, fall across the bed and repent, do it there privately. But this applies to all of us in varying degrees. The English says, wise people live in wealth and luxury. But stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. It comes in, they spend it. If they got it, it's payday, it's time to spend. That money is burning a hole in their pocket. I got money, I got to spend it. That is stupid. I've done it. Ain't no need in you raising your hands. I know you've done it too. I got money, so whoo, here we go. Party while you can. Wise people, now you might want to write this down. Wise people are willing to sacrifice today for tomorrow. Fools are willing to sacrifice tomorrow for today. Yeah. Fools just say, hey, eat, drink, be merry, because tomorrow we may be dead. You know, who knows about tomorrow? So it may cost me tomorrow, but I'm going to live today. That's a fool. A wise person is willing, if need be, to make some sacrifices today. But see, that's faith, isn't it? Because it's believing there's coming a day and coming a blessed tomorrow and coming a harvest. Fools and those who have no faith, they say, man, you better grab it while you can, because you just never know. Let me share something with you here too. People sometimes, they get so morbid about something that didn't happen. You know, what if I missed something and I didn't get to do it, or I didn't get to do it with somebody? I know when my dad went home, the Lord really ministered to me. I'm telling you, if he lets me sometime, I'll tell you some of the things he showed me and told me. I was grieving. And the way it happened, some of the things bothered me. But I'm telling you, what was it, about a month, I guess, afterwards, the Lord ministered to me one night. And I'm telling you, that next morning, there was no grief left. Amen. I'm telling you, he showed me some things, and he ministered to me in some ways that I don't think like I used to. Amen. One thing he said to me, he said, heaven's not real enough to you. And I realized with so many people, that's just that, you know, it's not real enough. And I was thinking about things that, you know, that I wanted to do with my dad, and I didn't get to do. He said, who said you didn't get to do them? It's not over. See, why don't we think right? People get so pitiful and go, I never got to tell them. Well, tell them later. Are you with me now? Yes. But they're gone. They're gone. They're gone from, no, they're not. They moved. Yes. They're relocated. They're not gone. They're not lost. They still exist. They're just as real as you. Do you see what I'm saying? Heaven's not real to people. God's not real to people like he should be. The reality of spiritual things is not where it should be. And he helped me to see that some things that, you know, I thought we really wanted to do, we still could do later on. And other things, he said, oh, son, he said, when you get here, you won't care anymore about that. You know, some of the stuff that we think is such a big deal, he said, oh, you know, that's going to just, you won't even think about it. It's like, because of what you can do now, the stuff that's available to do now, that other little piddly stuff that you thought you missed and cried and felt so bad about, it's just not worth even thinking about. How'd I get into all that? Do y'all remember? Faith. The reason I was saying that is people say, well, I got to grab it now while I can, because what if, you know, something happened and I didn't get to do it? You either still will get to do it later or you won't care. So for you to get in fear about, I got to try to do it now. I got to try to buy it now, because what if something happened and I didn't get to do it? Well, see, that's fear. I said, that's fear. That's not faith. And that fear and foolishness go together. Being led by fear, you're going to do some foolish, dumb stuff. And what you'll do is you'll sacrifice your tomorrows for much, much less today. Don't be moved by fear. Did y'all get what we just said just then? Did you? Then if you get this, it'll just take things off of you. Well, I don't feel like it's right, but what if my mom or my dad goes before this? Or, you know, this is not what I wanted to do, but I'll just hurry up and do this little thing, because what if something happens before I can do what I want to do? You're being led by fear. There's no faith in that. Well, we wanted to take a vacation. We want to do this together. And what if we, let me tell you what you do. This is how you live today, so that you have no regrets tomorrow. When the Lord deals with you to do something, that thing you do not put off. Are you with me? You do that. But other things that you just like to do and want to do, don't get hung up over that. The things He deals with you to do, act on them. Do it. And if you do that day in, day out, you will have no regrets tomorrow. No matter what happens, with whom and when and how. He said wise people live in wealth and luxury, but stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. Did you know that there are a number of people whom they started off with less than what we did, you and me? And the less money than what has come through our hands in days past, they took less money than what has already gone through our hands and are very rich right now. Because they did something different with it than what you did or I did. Are y'all with me? Some people like it, some people don't. But it's a fact. I told you last week about one of Brother Hagin's partners that took $50 and a set of tapes on how to be led by the Spirit. And over the course of years, turned it into hundreds and hundreds of millions. Well, have you ever had $50? Could you get a set of tapes? Now, what people try to say, well, now, but Brother Keith, that's just not necessarily God's will for everybody like that. Well, that's an easy way out, isn't it? That's real convenient. That means no matter what happens or doesn't happen in your life, it's not my fault. Because the Lord just saw fit to make me medium. 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 That's my lot, and I just have to be happy with it. Phooey. Big phooey. No. No. God gives us opportunities. We all got the same number of hours in a day. Some people use those hours wisely. Some people are foolishly blowing them on nothing. Right? Money comes through people's hands. Opportunities. Revelation. Every area of life, it's what you do with it. Some people are more wise with what they have, and so they increase. And they prosper. And they succeed. While others, very foolishly, squander it. Or as we'd say, waste it. That's what the word means. Waste. Waste. Now, go with me to the 27th chapter of Proverbs. He said, a foolish man wastes it or squanders it. Proverbs 27, are you there? 27 and 23. Y'all need to help me just a little bit more. I'm not talking about being vocal. I'm just talking about being with me instead of being reluctant. Do you want to hear this or not?
Yes.
Or would you rather believe excuses?
No.
See, the world is full of, and all kind of churches, organized churches are full of people who like what I call no-fault religion. No matter what happens, it's not my fault. No matter what doesn't happen, it's not my fault. God, in His sovereignty, saw fit to or didn't see fit to, and who can understand the mysterious ways of God, and you just never know. You just never know. Which we have established around here is not a scripture. It's not a verse. But see, people like that. They like to come and have their preachers tell them that we just can't understand God and we just don't know and it's not up to us. And that means you have no responsibility for anything. You can be just as lazy. Blame God for everything. Very convenient. I mean, understand, millions upon millions, this is what they believe. But it's not Bible, it's not true. I said it's not. The Bible says don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's why He gave us this book. Not so you'd just never know. So you'd find out and know. And He said, here it is, boy. Here's your wisdom. Here's your understanding. Here's your knowledge. Here's your faith. Get it. Get it. Here's some seed. Here's some opportunity. Here's some days of life. Get with it. Do something with it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Riches, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602K. That's R1602K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.